Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
The British Prime Minister Liz Truss will hold emergency talks with the head of Britain's independent fiscal watchdog after failing to dampen panic in the financial markets or shore up support from Tory MPs on her radical economic plan. In a highly unusual move, the Prime Minister will meet the Office for Budget Responsibility today, along with her Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng, before being presented with a first draft of its full fiscal forecast next week. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Cindy Yu, who's broadcast editor with The Spectator. Cindy, thank you for taking our call today. How significant do you think it is that Liz Truss will be at this meeting today with the Office for Budget Responsibility?
I think it's the first step of the Prime Minister realising that there is a problem. Now, that sounds a bit ridiculous after the 7 days that we've had where the UK has essentially seen an economic meltdown for financial institutions as well as normal consumers and homeowners. But those close to her were saying that actually earlier in the week she didn't really think there was a problem, that the markets would calm down, that actually these were just the usual critics saying the usual things. But the first step to her recognising that there is a problem is this meeting with the OBR, because normally it should be the Chancellor, just the Chancellor, taking the meeting. And I guess, you know, people will have to hope that the next step is for her to take further steps to reassure the market, having recognised the problem. So it is an important meeting.
Well, it'd be interesting to be a fly on the wall in there, because this office, the Office of Budget Responsibility, they're saying that they offered to assess the measures and the strategy that were those measures that were announced that caused all the trouble last Friday, but that Liz Truss and Kwasi Kwarteng said, no, thank you very much, we're okay, we're happy to go ahead here. It looks as though there's a bit of a backtrack happening now.
Yeah, exactly. And this was something that they said during the leadership contest. You know, Liz Truss always said, because of the emergency relief we needed on energy, the OBR can't give us an assessment fast enough, because it normally takes 8 to 10 weeks. And so we can't delay our action in order to do that. And so that's the way they played it at the time. But the OBR did say at the time as well, you know, we can give you a kind of mini assessment. We can give you something to work with. But they rejected that. Now, of course, Friday's fiscal event wasn't just about energy. It was about much, much more than that, which really kind of, again, raises the question of the need for an OBR forecast. As I say, now the government is belatedly realising that they need this kind of thing to reassure the markets. And we see Liz Truss kind of, yeah, as you say, backtracking on that. Bear in mind that the OBR was set up by George Osborne in order to hold this kind of supervisory position over government spending. And this government has essentially so far said, no, we don't need your scrutiny. Mm-hmm.
On the politics of this, Cindy, the radio interviews that Liz Truss did yesterday, and I'm sure people will be aware there was a round of local radio interviews on BBC stations around the country. I mean, the reviews of those, the response to them, fairly scathing. We played a couple of clips here where there were long pauses when she didn't know about local issues. There were some awkward exchanges. What has been the general response? How would you characterise it?
Well, she has kind of buried, bunkered down, really, since last Friday until yesterday's broadcast round. She wasn't really making statements. When Kwasi Kwarteng, when the Treasury and the Bank of England made a joint statement early in the week, there were reports that actually Liz Truss opposed that statement, that she didn't think her Chancellor should have said anything at all and really had to be kind of brought around to that. A few days later, she then goes on the broadcast round herself, but saying essentially the same things. You know, there was nothing new. And if anything, it kind of cemented this idea that she was just going to keep going, that the lady's not returning, all this sort of stuff. The long, awkward pauses, I think, goes to show basically that she wasn't prepared for the kind of tough questioning that a lot of these angry local presenters with angry local listeners were putting up to her on all sorts of things. It wasn't just on energy, it was on mortgages, it was on fracking, all sorts of, it was on building houses. And she really should have had better answers for that to avoid those long pauses.
Yeah, well, if you're going to go on local radio, you need to know what the local issues are. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would, you would imagine, be 101 type stuff. And then, of course, we have this poll, the YouGov poll, putting Labour 33 points ahead of the Tories. Now, that is a very awkward place for her to be, to put it mildly, going into the Conservative Party conference this weekend.
That's putting it very, very mildly. This is an utterly catastrophic, completely historical lead for Labour. And bearing in mind that the poll that YouGov did over the weekend showed that Labour was 17 points ahead. And that already was a huge lead ahead. And now it's 33, and people have kind of translated that to election maps. So if an election were held today, the Tories probably would only have 3 seats, completely wiped out by a massive Labour majority. Obviously, there are 2 years to go into the next election, so they've got some breathing space. But if you're a Conservative MP looking at this now, you're worried about your seat. And going into Conservative Party conference, you know, you either might not go, which is what a lot of Rishi Sunak supporters, Rishi Sunak himself, are not going, or you're going to go and you're really going to be complaining and trying to think, how do we turn this around? Because this is really panic stations now.
How much breathing space does Liz Truss have?
Well, so the only thing, given that this is, she has only just been in the job for 3 weeks, that the Conservative Party has just gone through a really painful and violent leadership contest where they were really attacking each other over the course of the summer, very long summer, it is unlikely that the Conservative Party will oust her anytime soon. And that's what saves her, because I think there's a notion, A, in the party that any leadership contest is not good for the party because it dregs up all of these things that people would rather not criticise themselves for, as blue on blue. But also, secondly, it just looks ridiculous to the country that you cannot settle on one person to lead. So I think that saves her. And also, she arguably has a mandate from the Conservative Party members who she won the votes of, because she was very clear during the contest that this is what she was going to do. Sure, not the specifics of the thing, but she was very clear that she was ideologically a tax cutter. She never really gave details on her spending cuts. She didn't believe in the kind of Treasury orthodoxy, which she called abacus economics. So, you know, this is what the party voted for, and I think it will be a while yet before she is ousted, if she is at all. But it is a dangerous position.
It certainly is, because the calculation has to be, if you're a Tory looking at this, what's worse, a leadership contest or complete political and economic meltdown, which is where they are today?
Yep. So that's definitely true, but I think Conservative MPs are going to be hoping that they can get her to change track, basically. And you see that from people like Mel Stride, for example, who is the head of the Treasury Select Committee. He's a Conservative MP, and he's basically been putting on a lot of pressure behind the scenes for the Prime Minister and the Chancellor to basically be a bit more moderate, do more things to reassure the markets. And they have said that they will do that. So in the coming months, we're going to be seeing more of the spending cut side of this government's plans. Now, that will create its own issues, because they're literally talking about cutting benefits, cutting public services, and politically that is also going to be hard to swallow. So they've not picked an easy path to go down at all, but Conservative MPs are not yet. You know, they're complaining about her, but they're not yet really forming plans to oust her.
David Frost made an intervention today, didn't he, writing in The Telegraph, and he agrees with the path that she's going down, but talks about inexperience and in her response to what has happened over the course of the last week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what a lot of the Truss camp think has gone wrong. Not the direction of travel, but how it has been carried out. So not just David Frost, but also some of the economists who have been advising her have said, you know, it was an optics thing, a communications thing. You needed to have made pledges about spending cuts at the same time you made pledges about increased borrowing. And that's what you needed to have done, and she hasn't done that. She's also gone very drastic on some of the details. So, for example, scrapping the top band of income tax. Some economists, like and also David Frost, think that you could have done that later on in the line rather than in the first intervention you make. But, you know, at the end of the day, she's done what she's done. So I think, you know, she'll really need to get her supporters on side as well and soften that rhetoric.
Yeah, it's interesting how he views it. He sees her economic strategy as being a continuation of his Brexit strategy in a way. He's talking about her needing to continue to push back against the economic establishment. And for him, the economic establishment is the European Commission and the IMF. So this really is doing Brexit. If he was part of getting Brexit done, he sees this as part of the doing now, of it in action.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, I don't think that it was ever super clear from David Frost what Brexit would have brought for him. You know, that was one of the things that, you know, it was never really properly fleshed out, in the same way that Liz Truss's spending cuts haven't been properly fleshed out. I think, you know, David Frost has found it very, very convenient since leaving government to right from the sidelines to kind of be this prince across the waters for Brexiteers who would have done things all the way better than Boris Johnson or than Liz Truss. But I do think, you know, writing the Telegraph column is much easier than probably being in government.
It probably is. Cindy, thank you so much. We will watch the Tory party conference with interest over the weekend. Cindy is broadcast editor with The Spectator. We'll be back after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.